Hey there, guys. This is Misadventures and Accomplishments on TU Campus.
We're here to establish a relatable atmosphere for people in college, working, both, or people struggling.
Alternatively, we want to offer a safe tone for your ears in the instance that you may suffer from mental health issues or just general anxiety about life.
Hey guys, thank you for tuning back in for Misadventures and Accomplishments. We're really excited to be here at
Midnight 30,
almost exactly on the dot, on Halloween. Yeah, this is literally, we wanted to be here on Halloween recording.
Yeah. No, we wanted to be here early.
Yeah. Who else is doing this? Tell me. No, I'm just kidding.
Let us know on our Twitter.
Yes. Poll.
Oh, speaking of, feel free to send us a message on our Twitter account, which is, I think our handle is at Bean2Dust.
Yes, yes. Capital B-E-A and the number 2, D-U-S-T. Good point, Glitter Bean.
Of course.
Or should I call you Link? By the way, we dressed up in costumes.
And we look fabulous.
We absolutely do. We totally went all out because Halloween is my favorite holiday.
It's my favorite Halloween.
Yeah, 2018 is my favorite Halloween. But really, this is my favorite holiday over Christmas, over Thanksgiving. And yeah, that's, I don't know about Glitter Bean. Sorry, Link. Link,
you didn't describe yourself. Yeah, no, you are a space engineer from
I'm a science officer.
Science
from
officer.
Star Trek, but I kind of like projected.
It's definitely up there. Yeah. No, I could like feel the Halloween energy.
Yeah, you should see my dorm. It's pretty insane.
It really is.
Yeah, like, I finally got a notice on that, by the way. Well, okay, so what happened is I put decorations on the ceiling, like hung ghosts down from the ceiling as well as like string pumpkin lights. The day after they did inspections, and this was like at the beginning of October, and then last week I got a notice saying that it was a fire hazard, which I kind of knew about, which sounds bad,
but also
you can't stop the spoopy.
Yeah, and they looked fantastic.
Anyway, so today we are going to be talking about my story.
All right. What do you have for us today?
Once upon a time, there was a college witch at the University of Tulsa. She was involved with lots of groups on campus, a sorority, and had enough classes to stress out Frankenstein, the doctor, not the creation. She loves having a busy schedule. She always did in high school and she does now as a freshman in college. Then things got spooky. The class loads were full of things to do every hour of the haunted night. The bumps in her evening were narrowed down to a clock, and her creepy friends began to miss her. She made schedule changes. She took careful time to explain to her covens and circles that she just couldn't handle it. Spookily enough, she continued to struggle through her weeks, and no witch's brew or toxic chemical she put into her body seemed to help her with her experiments. Her formulas and math assignments began to slip in endless streams of not enough time, and the ghost of her good grades floated away. The witch contacted her ancestors to receive the most powerful spell of all, communication. She scried her professor and asked if there were any other spells she could cast to aid in her time of grief. Unfortunately, her professor told her there was nothing she could do to help the desperate witch. They went over tomes and formulas used by pupils of the near past. There was something she could do. She could cast an enchantment to set aside little bits of time every day and put towards her studies. She could even save her grade by doing a few simple but key charms. The witch saw vast improvement. From the encouragement of her professor, even though she isn't nearly the best at math, she sees an immediate reaction in her grades. It is a time of celebration, just on schedule to celebrate the most hallowed of evenings. She was able to sleep more soundly without the bump of that clock and the chemicals of Frankenstein's all over pumping through her body. She feels comfortable around her professor, enough to ask questions in class and to reach out with any problems she may have. Once upon a time, there was a witch on the University of Tulsa campus that slept soundly after careful, unintoxicated broomstick rides and howled at the moon with friends when she wanted.
I get the sneaking feeling that that might be an allegory for something.
The witch is me.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'm eating a Kit Kat.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's Halloween.
It's Halloween, exactly. Yeah. So I understand that you were having some trouble with your mathematics class.
Mm-hmm. I'm not horrible at math. I just got behind on my homework, and I let myself keep falling behind. I was having trouble, and then I emailed my professor and asked her if she had any extra credit. She did not. She told me that it was too late in the semester, which, talk to your professor. I made an appointment with her, and I went and met with her. She was super kind and super understanding about my situation and my schedule. Yeah. And she was genuinely trying to understand why I was having a hard time in her class. And if your professor isn't like that, then you can always go to CSAS, which is the Center for Student Academic Support. I'm going to give you the number, which is 918-631-2315. And their office is also open on campus from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. They make accommodations for students. They help tutor, they offer tutoring resources and stuff like that. Just like a whole bunch of really cool stuff that I think that every college student should have available to them. Mm-hmm. And use. I think that you should definitely use it.
Right. But from what I can tell, it seems your professor was really, really helpful.
Yeah, she was super kind. You know, I hate math, not my professor.
Yeah. And that's actually something that's good to remember, too, is that sometimes professors can seem like maybe unapproachable people or like, you know, they're standing at the front of the class and they've got their tie and their PhDs.
But going on that same line, and I don't mean to interrupt, but
no worries.
Like she was never like unapproachable. She's a super kind woman, and she was always very open, and you know, she always encouraged questions and stuff, but it was more along the lines of like my own anxiety, my personal anxiety about like even raising my hand and asking a question or like approaching her at the end of class. It has a lot to do with like that anxiety, and like meeting one-on-one with her really helped me relax in class and kind of like be able to focus on her because I knew her a little bit better, like on a more personal level. And that's kind of what I was getting at, is you know, that meeting with your professor can help you with those things.
Yeah. And like just in general too, like maybe even if you're not struggling with a class, talking to a professor is great because you can get
recommendations.
Yeah, recommendations. You can just get to know the professor better so that you can like talk to them out of class and be able to ask them like important questions. And like just having that sort of connection with your professor is kind of vital to
college education.
Yeah.
Have you talked to any of your professors like that?
I haven't really talked to them too much out of class. My calculus 2 professor, I have talked to quite extensively. Okay.
Welcome to the tip segment to Micah My Words.
And today we have special Halloween tips for everybody today because
Halloween is today.
That's right. Just happened like 45 minutes ago, but we're still going strong.
No, 51 minutes ago.
51 minutes ago. There we go. Live update. Yes, we have a bunch of tips for you for staying safe on Halloween, having a good time. So tip number one, choose your Halloween costume wisely. If you're going to dress up, be sure to wear something that you can move in. And so like things like sky-high heels or dresses that are just like too tight, they can restrict your movement. And masks and wigs, they can like cover your eyes and you just can't see your surroundings as well. So maybe try to stay away from them. And also as just like a general, if you're going to go to an outdoor Halloween party, if those things exist, sometimes considering like a warm Halloween costume can be really helpful because otherwise you're like stuck.
Yeah, you don't want to be cold on Halloween. I've done it before. It's kind of miserable, but it's also kind of fun coming home and like drinking some hot chocolate.
Okay,
bundling
that is
up.
True. Yeah. Just
it's part of the Halloween experience to be freezing.
It's hard to say. Yeah. So consider that though. It's definitely something to think about, especially if you're going to be out for a long period of time.
Which takes us to our next tip: obey laws, rules, and regulations. Whether you are going out in public, staying on campus, or heading to a party in an apartment complex. Please follow the rules. You do not want to get arrested, kicked out of school, or injured, especially this Halloween because it's the middle of the week. It wouldn't be any different if it were like a weekend. But
still.
I mean, you would have classes. Potentially, you would have classes the next day or work. You know, the weekend you have some time to recuperate and work things out.
So, yeah. Try to stay on the right side of the law.
Yeah, always.
Yeah, just a general rule of misadventures and accomplishments does not support that.
Yes, we do not advocate lawbreaking.
There you go. So next up, watch your drink. So if you're going to drink, do so responsibly. So, like, never accept a beverage or beer, like cocktail, or even something like water or soda from somebody you don't know. And don't leave your drink unattended either, because if you, like, step away for a few seconds, somebody could slip something in there, and that's not good.
It happens in, like, a millisecond, and those things are designed to dissolve really easily. Fun fact, if you do leave your drink, you know, and you're okay with drinking that after it's been sitting there, then there should be some kind of residue at the bottom if there's something wrong with it. Like if someone slips something in there, you should be able to see it at the bottom. It's hard to do that when you're intoxicated.
Please, please try not to do that. Don't leave your drink unattended.
Number four, know your limits. You don't have to be drunk to have a good time on Halloween or any time. Binge drinking is dangerous and can lead to much bigger problems than throwing up on your costume and waking up with a hangover the next morning. It leaves you vulnerable, takes down your inhibitions a lot.
So yeah, for the fifth tip, do not drink and drive. Please, no, just don't. I'm going to say it one more time, do not drink and drive. In addition to that, don't accept a ride from somebody who has been drinking. Like, if you know they've been drinking, then it's just not a good idea. It's not safe.
Whoever is behind the wheel, you're responsible for every other person on that road.
Right.
And that's why you shouldn't drive unless you're prepared for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And then even like for people who like maybe have just had a little bit to drink, or you know, they're like, oh yeah, I'm just fine, you know, I'm just like a little buzzed or something. Like
I had one drink.
Yeah, no, it's still not a good idea.
Yeah. Only had a couple beers. Save that for like GTA or Midnight Club.
Keep it to video games. That's the right idea. Because like we had said before, the whole thing about inhibitions leaving you whenever you're drinking, like that's the first thing to go, then that's not good to have when you're driving.
Yes.
Yeah. So, good tip.
Okay. Tip number six: use the buddy system. Don't go to a Halloween party without a good friend. Make a pact to arrive and leave together, and keep tabs on each other all evening. If you must walk home after the dark, walk with at least one other person and stay on a well-lit path. Again, walk with someone that you trust.
There you go.
Hashtag last episode. Calling campus security for a ride or hailing a cab might be a safer option.
Right.
On campus, it is something that you can do. You can call campus security at 918-631-5555. They will meet you wherever you are, and they will escort you home or to your dorm.
Right.
Or to your car.
Yeah, no, it's something that is quite important to think about if you're walking home. And also, some campuses, like this campus, are actually, like, kind of open in terms. You just never know who might be there, and on Halloween, that might not be the best thing.
It's got lipstick on my costume.
All right, next tip.
Here, tip number seven, carry emergency cash. Keep cash tucked inside your pocket or costume. It could wind up being cab fare or other emergency money.
You know,
your lipstick might come off.
There you go. You never know what'll happen.
Also, trust your instincts. I stole Glitter Bean's tip, but
it's all right.
I think that I can advocate for this more than he probably can, just because I have streetwise more knowledge. And I'm not saying that I'm any better than him in any sense of the...
I don't know. I would say that. Yeah. I don't have a lot of instincts as far as those things go.
Yeah. But trust your instincts on Halloween or any other night. If something just doesn't feel right, leave the party. Don't accept the drink or just say no to whatever it is that's making you uncomfortable. Your safety is more important than a party or possibly upsetting a friend. Definitely do that. Very important, because usually humans are very perceptive.
Yeah.
Subtle different cues, right? Yeah. Body language, just the way people are talking,
the tone
acting.
Of voice.
Yeah, like we pick up on these things when we don't realize we're doing it.
Yeah,
we notice patterns when we don't really.
Which is really cool, by the way.
And I like to call it my back brain, but like my back brain's like, no.
and just to clarify, that's not a brain on your back. It's a brain in the back.
How do you know?
That's a good question. Yeah, so that is the end of our tips for our Halloween special. Just basically, stay safe, do your best, try to have a good time.
Yes, but be sure to realize that this is still a fun night.
Yeah, Yeah, no, no. Just do your best to make it as safe as possible.
Okay, and now we are at the game segment.
Yay!
Bum, bum.
Bow, bow, bow.
Okay, so Glitterbeam was in charge this week, but the game was originally meant for kindergartners or, like, younger children. So I tweaked it a little bit just for the
purposes of this podcast.
Right, right. Just for, like, the staging of it. So yeah. Originally, the person was supposed to pick these little pictures of Halloween-related items or objects or whatever, what have you, however you want to describe it. And then describe them in words. I kind of edited it to be more like Heads Up, which I don't know if you've ever played that game.
I have, yes.
Okay, nice. There's barely any explanation needed.
Yeah,
okay.
So, well, just to clarify, it's where you, like, ask questions.
Right, okay, so pick a hair-raising illustration from the cauldron, and the victim or the opposite player has 30 seconds to describe their spooky object. Best of five round wins. The person who answers the quickest in the allotted time wins.
Okay. And just for reference, the item that we have here, because we decided to play for something.
Yeah. We hadn't played for anything last time. And
it's true.
It's the Halloween special.
There's got to be stakes.
Yeah. Okay, so it's the scepter.
Ooh, wait, I can describe this. So today we have a lovely scepter fashioned from the finest ribbon.
From
black,
Walmart.
That's true. Walmart. It was pretty cheap, actually. Good deal. I almost dropped it. And on the top we have a...
No respect for the scepter.
I'm sorry.
So on the top we have a foam pumpkin in orange and black sparkles. Obviously, we have already posted on Twitter about the scepter.
Correct.
A very vague video with some psycho music playing in the background.
Classic. Actually, if you can go over to the Twitter website if you'd like and just check it out while we're describing it so you can see it in its full glory.
And I have my mom. I didn't have her do this. She kind of took the initiative to make a storyline behind the scepter. Yeah.
That's right.
So it's called The Pumpkin Scepter. And I will read it in the creepiest of voices. Actually, Glitterbean's going to read it.
All right.
There you go.
I'm going to read this in maybe the creepiest of voices.
Just
I'm going to read
drop
it in a voice.
A yeah. voice. Okay, okay.
All right. Here we go. Okay. Today, I have the tale of the pumpkin scepter. Many Halloweens ago, according to oral legend, strange orange vegetables tended to grow in a native garden on a fierce patch of land. And one day not too long ago, before everyone had timelines on social media, there was a young Cherokee woman named Odede who wanted to give a gift to her witchy friend, Koiki. Koiki was not native, but the two got along very well, despite how much their families did not get along. Koiki would bring Odede cloth she wove by hand, and Odede would give Koiki vegetables from her garden. Now, Odede did not have much use for pumpkins. She was allergic, for one, but for another, she kept forgetting about picking them when they were small. So her pumpkins grew to be very large, too big for eating, and no one wanted them. Koiki told her friend that she liked pumpkins, especially in pies. So, Odede decided to take the most perfect small pumpkin to her friend to make a pie with. Odede watched this one pumpkin closely as it grew. She watched it so closely that she got impatient and picked up the pumpkin when it was no larger than her hand. Odede was embarrassed that she picked it. It seemed a total waste of the vegetable, even by her standards. Odede had the pumpkin sitting on her table when Koiki came by. Koiki got very excited when she saw the pumpkin. Koiki told Odede that the pumpkin was perfect and just what she needed. Odede had no idea what Koiki was talking about. This pumpkin literally had no use. But Odede shrugged and gave Koiki the pumpkin she grew for her friend. The next day, Koiki came back to Odede's house. Odede was surprised, but happy to see her friend again so soon. Koiki gave Oderday the pumpkin scepter. Oderday thanked her friend for the scepter, but was perplexed about what it was. Koiki explained to Oderday what All Hallows Eve and her family was, and told her that the scepter was blessed with special powers that only activated when true friendship was shared. The specter could salve sorrow in the heart, and it could bring on the giggles. They both started giggling right then, and then went on to spend many happy Halloweens together.
And that is the story of the pumpkin scepter.
There we go. And one of us will be taking this home tonight.
It's me. I told you already.
Oh, man.
We're picking
out of a black witch cauldron,
yes.
I might add. It's like kind of plasticky, but it's really cool.
It's a
cool
baby
looking.
Cauldron.
Yeah, no, it's
okay,
awesome.
So we're going to play rock, paper, scissors, and
okay.
Whoever loses...
Picks up first. Yeah.
We're going to have a 30-second timer. So you know how it works, right?
Yes.
You have it. So you're going to hold it out, and I'm going to try to describe it to you. And if you understand what it is, I'll let you know when you're right.
Okay.
And then you'll put it down and pick out another one. And
wait, are you saying I'm going to lose at these rock, paper, scissors right here? Because I'm going to be the one to pick it up first? Because I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
I am undefeated in rock, paper, scissors. I'll have you know.
Actually, we tied one round.
That's
so
true.
So you can't say you're undefeated.
I mean, well, I wasn't defeated, right? Okay, I'm sorry. We'll continue.
Yeah, so whoever it is holds it up, and then we'll say, like, two minutes? Do you think that's okay?
2 minutes to figure out the whatever I'm holding?
Like, to rapid fire, you know, like, pick
oh,
out
oh, pick yeah. out as many as possible. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you think 2 minutes or, like, a minute 30?
I'm going to say a minute 30.
Okay, a minute.
Yeah. Because I don't know how many names we got in here.
27
names?
They're
things.
Objects.
Oh,
things,
yeah, that's
yeah.
right. I don't know why I call them names.
Same difference. It doesn't matter.
It's 1 a.m.
Okay, yeah. So we're going to do a minute and 30 seconds a piece. And,
all right.
As many as you can pull out of the cauldron and guess as I describe them to you is a point.
All right. I'm ready for this.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Rock, paper, scissors first.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Okay. But I was thinking instead of saying shoot, we say whatever we have, just so that our audience can follow
I don't
us.
Know if... I'm going to look dumb, but okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Rock,
paper,
scissors,
shoot.
Paper. Ah,
oh,
crud.
Oh, I did
I'm
scissors.
Defeated.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Okay, you pick up.
All right.
3, 2, 1, go.
First
you can't look at it.
Paper. Yeah, no, I'm not looking.
Okay, turn it. Okay. They are made from pumpkins.
Pumpkin pie?
You can put candles inside of them. You
oh,
carve them. Yes.
There we go. Okay. And also, hold up like your fingers.
Upside down.
Yeah. Oh, crud. Because you can kind of see it through the light. There we go.
Okay, we were kind of describing them earlier. They ride on broomsticks.
Witches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so you call them when there's something wrong in the neighborhood.
Oh, Ghostbusters.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I got that reference.
How about I pull them and look at them and then that works.
That works
okay,
a lot better.
They're inside of us.
Germs. Oh, skeletons.
Oh my god.
Germs are scary.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I'm going to go into really
okay.
big detail.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So they I don't know how to describe this.
Just go for it.
They're I don't even
Halloween
know.
Lights.
I'm so sorry. It's like it's a creature of what? The night.
Chupacabra.
They kind of haunt areas?
Ghosts?
No.
Oh, ghouls.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. You got 8 seconds on the clock.
Yeah, I got this.
They're scary. They're infrastructures. You go to them.
Haunted
late.
Houses.
Done.
Wait, was it right? Was it a haunted house?
Yeah, it was a haunted house.
Oh, wow. That's right.
Okay, how many is there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wait.
6? Oh, counting the haunted house?
Yeah. Okay. No, actually not counting the haunted house.
I said it right as the timer went.
No, it was right after, I swear.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
right.
So
that's 5 then. I got 5.
2, 4, 5. Okay, 5. Ready? 1, 2, 3, go.
No. All right. So first off, they got 8 legs. They kind of crawl around like this.
Spiders?
Yep. Okay, next up we got, he talks like this.
Dracula.
Yep, there you go. And, if they cross in front of the street, then you're supposed to have bad luck, but they're really cute.
Black hats.
Yeah. Okay, next up, Oh, the show that we were watching the other night. The guy who...
Vampire?
Who
does... Werewolf?
Yes. There you go. Next up we have... Oh, whatever happens when you go out to, like, those kind of, like... oh, crud. there's always the hard ones.
Okay, go on.
Okay. So you... They're pulled by a tractor, and you, like...
Hayride?
Sit in the... Yes. There you go. Just had to think of it. Okay. They hold their arms out in
zombies?
Front of them. And, yes, zombies. Okay. Next up, we have ooh. Okay. Created by a bolt of lightning. To simulate life.
Oh, Frankenstein's monster.
There you go. Yeah. I was trying to make sure I described it right. Okay. Oh, what? What makes a werewolf turn into a werewolf?
Full moon.
Yeah. There you go. Okay. What about ooh? What is dead and then like haunts places?
Ghosts.
Yep. Next up, what, they're kind of tasty, they're made by using...
Candy corn?
Not quite, but they kind of have that shape. Oh, crud. It was popcorn balls for anybody.
Oh, man, I actually really like those.
Yeah,
wow.
No, they're fun. Okay, so,
I feel like you were better at describing that. I feel really bad about that.
I was better at describing, but you were better at,
We can keep playing. This
okay, yeah, I like this game.
Okay, so now we are on the Wicked Ways for Good Vibes.
That's right.
So I was kind of like brainstorming, and this is kind of like a solo thing for me, the hobbies thing, just because the mm-hmm. Wicked Ways for Good Vibes, just
really
simply because
like that name.
The Wicked Ways for Good Vibes.
Yeah.
It was kind of like a solo thing this week, just because I've not had a lot of time with my new job, and you know, just
right.
like been really busy. I was like, what is related to Halloween? What is a good de-stressor? And I came up with these things. Confectionery baking, which is like cookies, cakes, brownies.
any of those like sugary type goods.
Right.
Usually they aren't too difficult to make, right? Like they're usually sugar and water and then some like flour mixed.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like I don't do like hardcore like baking. I usually get a box.
Raw ingredients. Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
no. That's what I was going to say, though, because...
Occasionally, yeah, I'll do it from scratch, but
yeah,
like...
But they have some really good kits available now in, like, any...
Walmart.
Yeah, any
Dollar
sort of
General,
like
too.
Mm-hmm.
Don't sue us.
I mean, we're just giving the business, so...
That's true. Yeah. Okay, so cooking can be meditative in a mindless sort of way. Just like... Measuring stuff out, mixing it together and putting it in a pan, just all of that's like very relaxing. Also baking stimulates senses like smell and taste, and those same mm-hmm. senses kind of kick off your endorphins.
It's a good point.
Yeah. Like internalizing nourishment to oneself and others is kind of key in baking. Like you're baking for nourishment in one way
idea.
Or another, you know,
that whole kind of idea of baking for other people, like the whole concept of eating food as a group, it's been here for like centuries, thousands
it,
of
yeah,
years.
Yeah, it's a
really.
Social thing.
Yeah, it's a social thing. It just brings people together.
Yeah. I mean, obviously it doesn't have to. If you're a hermit like me, you can make it for
right.
yourself and enjoy like, I don't know, a quiet night
mm-hmm. with a movie.
But
really?
Also, baking is a creative expression, you know, like as an expression.
Mm-hmm.
Like we were talking about in our last episode, you know, creativity helps kind of like also stimulate de-stressing, like with the paint by the numbers and
yeah,
stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's letting you kind of like discover things, you know, feel free to like just get really creative in the kitchen, even if it looks horrible. I have had so much fun doing that. Like, it'll look like a horrible mess, but it is a lot of fun, actually.
The few times I have cooked, because I am, by the way, for the record, not a great cook, but whenever I try it, I always have a lot of fun, because it's just kind of fun trying to make something that you can eat.
Right,
and
right.
then eating it. Like, it's great.
Yeah.
Even if it's not the best, it's something you made. You can feel proud of that.
The whole settling down to watch a movie kind of takes us to the next topic. Also, the confectionery baking t- tips came from goodnet.org.
Goodnet.org.
I couldn't find the author of it, but we will be posting a resource list on Twitter or somewhere else. I'm not really clear on that yet.
Thank you, goodnet.org, by the way. Yes. And whoever was the author of that.
Yeah.
We really appreciate it. And I hope that these tips can go to help more people. So yes, thank you for that.
So I love watching horror movies. I eat it up. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy, this PhD dude, said watching a horror movie may be good for mental health. And this is, I did not fact check this at all, but I can see the logic in it.
I can definitely believe it. Yeah.
A Dr. Matthias Claesson, quote, "We know it's not real, or at least some parts of our brain knows it's not real. The genre allows us to voluntarily and under controlled circumstances get experience with negative emotions," end quote.
Right.
Which I think that's pretty cool. Like I said, I agree with the logic in it, because you are putting yourself into an uncomfortable, possibly negative kind of situation.
Yeah.
But you're controlling that. You have control over pausing and playing the movie.
And it explains why people would actually sit there and be scared, like watching movie too.
Right.
Because like, why would you intentionally sit there and see scary thing for an hour and a half? That's not fun.
Yeah.
But it is, because it's in that controlled environment. And like, that makes sense, because like, maybe your body says this is good for you. You
it's
know?
It's kind of like a haunted house.
Yeah.
I just thought about this. Like haunted houses, you go to get scared. And there's this Hex House here in Tulsa. And
right. I have not gone to that, by the way.
I've gone to it last year. I did not return this year, because they introduced a new rule that said that actors there could touch us.
Oh, yeah.
And
no,
that
I
took
like that.
That. I didn't know that before we purchased the tickets the last time I went. And that I will not go back.
Yeah, no.
Just because I went through that and it was out of my control. It was not a controlled environment for me. You know, people were touching me. They were touching my hair, my shoulders, you know, getting really, really close. I could feel their breath on my face. Made me completely uncomfortable. And it was an uncontrolled circumstance. And because of that, I did not go back. I have gone to other haunted houses, and that's really fun. And I especially went because there was a rule that said that actors could not touch me, and I could not touch them.
Right.
That is a controlled environment. I do not know what I'm going into, but I do know that they're not supposed to touch me. You know, and that's important. That's my control, you know. They also offered this really cool thing at Worlds of Fun, and this is where this rule was for people not being able to touch me and I not being able to touch them. This necklace you could buy that lit up and blinked, and that people would not scare you if you were wearing that necklace.
Whoa!
And the fact that they offered that told me that they cater to people with anxiety. They cater to people with, like, PTSD, maybe. And they cater to people with, like, some form of disabilities, or people just who just didn't want to, you know,
just
be scared.
Didn't want to get scared. Yeah, kind of softies like me. like I have kind of a fear of like haunted houses like that. I would not want to do that.
It's okay, folks. I'll break Glitter Bean.
One
I'll break them in.
Yeah, but like I don't know. But movies, definitely. I can really enjoy those.
Yes,
it's kind of cathartic in a way. Like, you know, because like, for instance, like you know, whenever I was littler, I would be, like, you know, scared of, like, maybe monsters in the closet or things like, you know, well, for me, it was always, like, things I couldn't see in the dark that could be there. But,
Right.
Kind of being able to, like, rationalize that behind a screen is cathartic in a way. Like, it kind of helps you, like, relieve that.
Yes.
And have some fun, too, because horror movies are kind of fun.
Horror movies are fun. I like horror movies. I like haunted houses. I like the whole Halloween culture.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a lot of fun. But segueing into our...
Well, first off, that whole interpretation article of movies being good for mental health came from thelineup.com.
Thank you.
Emily Madriga, who actually had an author. You know, that was the author.
Oh. Thank you, Emily.
Yeah, thank you.
For that insightful tip.
Yes. Okay, so just a quick one. Decorate your door or your desk or your house or whatever, because that's just always kind of fun. It may not turn out the best all the time, but I enjoy being able to express myself. It has to do with like creativity and self-expression, plus a celebration of whatever you may be partaking in. Like, you know, culturally, you may not partake in Halloween or Christmas or Thanksgiving or whatever. But, you know, like, even like with birthdays or just a special day to you, an anniversary, it's important to kind of celebrate yourself in the way that you decorate. I love decorating for Halloween because it's one of the, you know, it's my favorite holiday. You can see the difference between the way I feel about Halloween and the way I feel about Christmas. And I don't feel any way about Christmas. It's just that I have more passion for Halloween than I do Christmas.
Right.
So you can see the difference in decorations there. So always be careful during Halloween. Have fun. You know, just refer back to the tips that we gave. There's always online resources. It's just a quick Google search. Be really safe. I don't want to see any more crime rates go up. I don't want to see the statistics for Halloween being astronomically higher than it is any other night for any type of crime, whether it may be like vandalism because you thought it was a good idea, or something ill-intentioned from someone who wasn't a great person.
Right.
So we don't want to see that happen. We want everyone to have fun like we had fun. We've been sitting in here for almost 2 hours, 20 minutes from 2 hours. So I wanted to thank Studio 151 for hosting this great show, for giving us the personal resources to be able to do this.
That's right.
And, you know, thanking the University of Tulsa for giving us this opportunity to be able to reach out to students on campus and to people who aren't even on campus.
Right. Yeah. No. Because this can go everywhere. This is public.
It's going to be posted. If you're listening, you're on podbean.com.
That's right. But yeah.
Be sure to share with your friends and everything.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It'd be great. we could reach more people with our message.
Yes.
And speaking of our message, we would like to mention that the University of Tulsa has a whole array of student help services. So like the Dean of Students can help with things like short-term or long-term, like academia, transportation, living statuses, and their number is 918-631-2510. And as well, we have our campus security, who's always available at 918-631-5555. All day, all night, you can call them. They're cool. And finally, for our folks on campus, we have our lovely counseling service at 918-631, once again, 2200. The backup Christling counseling is available at 918-7-HELP-ME, which you can kind of also see as 743-5763. It's kind of hard, honestly, whenever I look at those letters, I can't figure out what the numbers are. So the crisis counseling number is, once more, 918-743-5763. Or if you're a wizard, 918-7-HELP-ME. There you go. And Misadventures and Accomplishments takes mental health very seriously, on campus or off campus. So please take good care of yourself. And there's some off-campus helplines as well. So there's the suicide hotline at 1-800-273-TALK or 8255. Alcohol and drug helpline, 1-800-821-4357. And the GLBT Help Center at 1-888-843-4564. So there you go. Those are just a few of the services available. There's also a variety of services to help. Like we said, we take it very seriously. It's always good to...
Yeah, feel free to reach out through email, through Twitter. I'm sure we'll be opening a Facebook page sometime soon just because we can get connected to more TU services.
That's right.
You know, be able to support our fellow podcasters from Studio 151. Again, it's Studio 151. Shout out Dr. Rollins.
Hey!
I have been...
Stardust. And I have been
Glitterbean.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. We'll see you next time. We can go back and forth.
Yeah, lightning
that's more
round.
Fun. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay. They were put in sarcophaguses.
Oh, mummies.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, next up. You're allergic to them.
Pumpkins.
Pumpkins.
Jack Leonard. Okay.
If you listen to the last podcast.
Like
you,
the
you
last two podcasts.
This.
Yeah. So werewolves howl at them.
Oh, moons.
Yeah.
Or a full moon.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. We have two full moons.
Yeah.
Really? Okay. You eat it and you get a lot of it at Halloween.
Candy?
Yep.
Woo!
Yeah, there we go. We're just like...
Okay, it's a movie that I don't think you've watched. It's Serial Killer, Cabin, Lake House. He wears the mask, ski mask.
Ah, crud, I know this.
He's a disappointment to this generation.
I am a disappointment to this generation.
Oh, come
I know
on.
This.
It's... Paloma was born on this day.
Okay.
We went into an...
Friday the 13th.
Yes,
there, we go.
There you go.
Yes, it just took me some time.
Yeah. Oh, it's your turn.
All right, my turn.
Actually, it's my turn, but same difference.
Yeah. Okay, so they're made after spiders have been there for a while, and then they, like...
Cobwebs?
Yes. Mm-hmm. There you go. Because they aren't spider webs.
They're cobwebs, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a song. It's, like, one of the best songs to play for, like, anyone during Halloween. It's like mm-hmm. very like they're dancing, they're creatures of the night.
This is Halloween?
No. It's like oh my god, you're gonna mess
one.
Me up.
I mean, that's a really good one too. If you're looking for spooky music, that's a good one to check out.
Yes, absolutely. I think everyone should know that song.
Yeah.
Everyone should know that song.
Heard it from us.
You did. Unless you heard it from that one drama girl in your group.
Yeah, that too.
Or guy. I don't know. That was kind of sexy.
I mean, it both apply, honestly. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so.
I need plenty of those people.
It's like, what do you do when you do potatoes? Like, when you're, like, crushing potatoes?
Do potatoes. You mash them?
Yes. Okay, so that's the
you
end of.
Them,
that's,
mash them.
Okay,
stick them in a stew.
Okay, so the end of that is what I said yes to.
Mash.
Yes. Okay, and what's another word for creature?
Monster mash.
Yes!
There we go!
Woo!
Yes!
Okay.
All right, awesome. Okay, next up. I've got to do it. What you wear on Halloween?
Costume.
Yep, there you go.
Is that it? Oh.
No, there should be more.
That was very definite, definitive.
Yes.
Okay, so, Dracula, is kind of modeled after these certain
vampires.
Animals.
No. Oh. You're talking about vampire bats?
Not quite vampire.
Just bats in general?
Just bat in general,
oh,
yeah.
I see. We forgot to mention this at the beginning, but if you want, you can try to race us to see who can get it first, you or whoever we're quizzing.
Yeah. Tell us how you did. I really want some feedback.
Yeah. Just send a message to us at bean2dust, capital B, capital D.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we'd love to see who is
did
better.
Did you put our email on there?
Our email? Yes, I
okay,
did.
Okay, cool. You can email there as well.
Yeah,
any suggestions, comments, please keep it constructive. Please keep it clean.
We don't want to have to wait.
This isn't a negative atmosphere. Yeah. Don't bring negativity to this. Constructive criticism is always welcome, and I love new ideas all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Continuing.
All right. Ooh, it's the most hated piece of candy.
Candy corn.
There you go. Are there any more?
One more.
One more? I get to guess it. That's great.
Oh, okay. So, E.T.
Oh, he's an alien.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hooray.
Okay, so that was all of the...
That was really fun.
That was. I just it's just like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was fun.
If you're looking for some fun party games, this might be a good one to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Any game that we bring on here, I don't have copyright or anything
no copyright
on it.
Here.
If you hear a fun game on here that you just really enjoy, feel free to use it.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know, and I hope you're having fun with us while we do this. That's the point.
Right.